Shiloh, give me a beat.
Boom, kika. Boom, kika.
I want to rock right now. I'm Jonah and I can't get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to make podcasts with my family.
I like those bars, big sister.
Thanks. Let's cue the choir.
Hold up. And welcome to the Noodle Loaf Choir. Francis from Washington, D.C., Kalmia from Acushnet, Massachusetts, and Pip from Tuckumbill, Australia.
La, la, la.
Potatoes. You said it, buddy. Let's start the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time to play a game we call Instrument or Italian Cheese. I'm going to say a word that is either the name of a musical instrument or the name of an Italian cheese. Your job is to shout out which category you think the word belongs in. So, if I said mozzarella, you'd say cheese. If I said guitar, you'd say instrument. Now those are just examples to show you how it works. The real words are much, much, much harder. Ready? First word, timpani. Is timpani a musical instrument or an Italian cheese? What do you say, kids? Timpani are a musical instrument, also sometimes referred to as kettle drums. Timpani are the very, very big drums used in orchestras. They are hit with mallets, which are drumsticks with big, soft heads. Big, soft heads is something mallets have in common with babies. Yet, I should probably say, babies should not be used to play timpani or any percussion instrument for that matter. Let's hear some timpani, shall we? Ooh, I could get used to that. Next word, pecorino. Pecorino, is pecorino an instrument or an Italian cheese? What do you say, kids? Yes, pecorino is a cheese. Specifically, a hard sheep's milk cheese that tastes great grated over pasta. It is great grated. You'd be grateful to gobble it grated on a great bowl of groovy gemelli. Moving on. Next word, piccolo. Is a piccolo an instrument or an Italian cheese? That's right, a piccolo is a musical instrument. It is a small instrument. It is so small that the word piccolo means small. That's how small it is. In fact, it is a half-sized flute. Let's hear a small amount of piccolo, a small amount of small.
Half-sized flute, a piccolo is tiny and it plays this song so nice. Doo-be-doo-be-doo-dee-be-doo-be-be-be-be-beep.
Okay, next word. Cello. Is cello a musical instrument or an Italian cheese? Can you eat a cello with crackers? Or can you listen to a cello with crackers? Right, it's a musical instrument. The full Italian name of the instrument is actually violoncello, but English speakers have shortened it to just cello. They haven't shortened the instrument, though. It's still pretty tall. Roughly the height of your average-sized kindergartner. Let's do one more. Let's do gorgonzola. Is gorgonzola a musical instrument or an Italian cheese? What do you think? Correct! Gorgonzola is one of the world's oldest blue-veined cheeses. It is nutty, crumbly, and is often described as stinky. Remind you of anybody?
Hey.
Just kidding. Thanks for playing Instrumenter Italian Cheese. Bye.
Echo song. Echo song.
Raise your hand if you are currently asleep. Just as I suspected, most of you listening right now are already awake. That makes sense. Well, for this song, I'm going to ask that you pretend you are still asleep and that you are waking up to this song. The reason is that today's Echo Song is a wake-up song. It is a gentle wake-up song that allows you to slowly and mindfully start your day. And by the end of it, you will be all dressed and ready for whatever your day has in store. It is an Echo Song, so all you need to do is sing what I sing. After I sing it, Joni and Shiloh are in there to show you how it works. Hey, grown-groans, if Noodle Loaf has been bringing some value to your family in the form of music education-flavored entertainment, then I ask you to consider showing your support by joining our Patreon for just $3 a month, roughly the cost of one kazoo. Go to patreon.com/noodleloaf.
Time to move, it's time to move, time to move, it's time to move.
On the count of three, two magic gloves will appear on your hands. One, two, three! Ta-da! You don't see them? That's because they are invisible. These magic gloves are super cool. You see, whenever I play music, they make your fingers dance around to the beat of the song. When the music slows, your fingers slow too. And when the music speeds up, so do your fingers. The thing is, you have to let them make your fingers dance. Don't try to fight it. You'll see. All right, ready, person wearing magic gloves? Let your magic fingers dance to the music. Thank you. You can keep those invisible magic dancing gloves and put them on whenever you like. Thanks for listening to today's show, and a elephant-sized thank you to our newest Patreon patrons. We've got Micah Tenbrink, Deborah Brutt's class at the Salisbury School, and Vincent and Luca Sackett. Happy birthday, Luca! Please leave a review of the show and tell a friend about it, and check out our Patreon page to show your support. All those things help keep this show going and bring a little more singing, moving, and goofing into the world. Thanks to the kids on today's show, Francis, Kalmia, Pip, Joni, and Shiloh. You all make this so much fun to do. And that's it. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs.